You need to be more careful with your money, Ava. You're always going to the VIP movies and ordering the fancy food. Do you even have a budget? Because if you don't, you'll never save enough for the future.
I don't need a strict budget, Brad. If I make enough income to cover my expenses, I deserve to do what I want every now and then, don't I?
Yeah, but if you don't save your extra cash, you won't have anything for emergencies. Just think. If you put your savings in an account with interest, your money will grow over time.
Perfect. And as my $500 grows to $560 over the next 8 years, I'll have to watch my favorite movies on my smartphone on some pirate website that barely works and make burnt popcorn in a saucepan on the stove. Makes sense to me.
Doesn't it, though? Maybe it's only $60 more, but you earned it not having to do anything.
It's more like earned it not being able to do anything. There's a big difference between the two. But let's say I wake up one morning with a sudden mysterious fascination with putting $500 in a fishbowl and watching it grow for 10 years or so. If I invest it in the stock market, it grows faster, doesn't it?
Sure, but if the stock market crashes, you could lose a lot of it. That's why bonds are safer. They guarantee returns, even if they grow slowly.
Yeah, but I need to have a life, Brad. I wasn't born to count flowers on the wall and play solitaire all day long every weekend while I wait 10 years for bonds to grow enough money to eat at McDormat's once a month for a whole year.
At least you won't end up in debt. If you end up maintaining your life with a credit card you can't keep up with, your credit score will drop, and you won't be able to get a good loan when you need one.
Get a loan? But you just said that being in debt is bad.
Well, but not all debt is bad. If you take out a mortgage, you'll own a home instead of wasting money on rent. Plus, it almost always goes up in value.
How many weekly VIP movie nights will I have to miss out on to save enough money for a down payment on a house?
Like, 1,000?
So 20 years of not doing my favorite thing to have enough money for the opportunity to go into even more debt. Sounds awesome to me!
Come on, Ava, you're being dramatic.
Well, if I can't watch my favorite dramas, I'll just make my own.